Generation Y are a group of headphone-wearing, job-hopping slackers.
Excuse me? We're technologically savvy, career-focused optimists. I don't blame you for that opinion. There are a lot of misconceptions about us, you know? Generation Y are millennials.
Millennials?
People who came of age in the new millennium. Not everyone agrees on the definition of Generation Y, but generally it's people born after 1980. Sorry, you don't qualify.
Excuse me, I'm Generation X, and I'm not that much older than you. How different could our generations be?
Very different, according to Rena Nadler. She's a millennial and program director of LifeCourse Associates, a marketing and human resources consulting company.
We've found that many millennials object to the term Gen Y because it implies that we are just an extension of Generation X. One of the messages that we think it's really important to learn about this youth generation is that we represent a very strong break from the styles and attitudes of Generation X.
Meaning you all slack off even more than we Gen Xers supposedly do?
Hardly. Instead, as Paul Redman of the University of Liverpool points out, we Generation Yers are the most educated generation to date.
They've got very strong values about things like the world and business, which mark them out as quite different from Generation X, the generation that preceded them. I think in particular the key characteristics are they're driven by change, challenge, and choice. So they like lots of variety, lots of change, and lots of choice.
Wait a minute. Aren't all these generational labels a little contrived?
That's a typical response from a Generation Xer. Yes, there may be generalizations, but we're all influenced by our surroundings. Again, here's Rena Nadler.
Certainly not every millennial is, you know, pressured and close with their parents and has been sheltered their whole life and has a high sense of happiness and confidence. That doesn't describe everybody. But that is sort of the direction in which young people are moving. The time at which you come along deeply affects who you are and what place you have in the world.
Okay, so we can make some generalizations. So then, what does Generation Y want out of a job?
For starters, we Gen Yers like managers who listen to us.
The first thing that they're looking for is they actually want to be listened to.
Avril Henry runs a human resources management consultancy in Australia.
The biggest complaint people under the age of 26, our Gen Ys, have about current managers in the workplace is that they don't listen to us. They think because we're young and we have less experience, we have nothing to offer. They are also, interestingly, the most technologically savvy generation in employment history. They know more about technology than veterans, boomers, and X put together.
And what do y'all expect to be able to do with all that knowledge?
Well, listen to this.
Gen Y just want to be the CEO tomorrow.
Avril Henry may have been kidding, but she's on to something. We Gen Yers aim high and have little patience for grunt work. Again, Paul Redmond.
Some employers are finding it hard to integrate Generation Ys into the workplace, particularly in the first few years when work is fairly routine. So employers are finding it hard to retain good Generation Y graduates because if they get bored, they tend to go.
And Rena Nadler says we hop from job to job because we don't want to get started in the wrong direction.
When a millennial leaves one job and goes to another, they tend to be thinking about how that will affect their long-term careers. And that's very different from, you know, what many employers see as the typical job hopping and really attribute to us, which is just moving from gig to gig because we have no institutional loyalty and don't really care.
Thinking about their long-term career at age 22? Isn't that a little early?
Heck, at age 22, most of us are halfway through our first 10-year plan. But Paul Redman advises young people to keep their long-term plans flexible.
It's come up from a very logical sort of view about careers, but keeping your options open is actually, you know, a career skill.
Okay, so Generation Yers do care about their jobs and their career paths, but they sure don't sound like it to their employers with their casual, informal emails and office behavior.
Maybe we just get straight to the point. That said, Avril Henry has some advice for us.
You need to understand the communication style of other generations and that it's more formal and less informal. So you need to learn more about the language to use when you are talking to the older generations.
And while millennials may not always communicate well to their employers, we like our managers to communicate to us how we're doing.
Gen Y want regular feedback. Well, not once a year in the performance appraisal process or even quarterly. They want to be told every week, you're doing a good job. Or if they're not doing a good job, tell me what I'm not doing well